This episode of WW Today is brought to you by Circa1955.com. And you just missed out on the awesome Star Wars box she had. We got crazy good reviews. I saw everyone was posting about it, how much they loved it, and the unique packaging. So that's what you get, that kind of awesome service and awesome scents for your house. And that's scents with a S-C. You know, scents.
Whoa, that
was loud. Very loud. Will's cranked up. He's so excited about these candles. And we've talked about Circa 1955 for a while now. You've heard us talk about them. They're a great organization, great people.
Shout out to Nicole.
Nicole, who creates the best smells you'll ever smell based
and
on your.
It's the worst ones.
Intentionally worse.
Yeah.
You're not going to get any bad ones. She just made one bad for Will as a prank. But Circa1955.com,
pranks.
You get your own magically themed Disney theme. If you know there's some unique smells that you like from Walt Disney World, she's got them covered. So you can re-experience them in your house. Memory is so much about scent and scent memory. So you get to re-experience those at your own home or send them as gifts. Use a subscription, buy individually, do whatever you want to do. Check out their website. Make sure you tell Nicole you found out about it right here on WDW Today. That's at Circa1955.com. And one day she's going to make my ET scent.
And each box is filled with more than just candles.
Oh.
There's always a bonus little piece of art or maybe something fun. Or
cool.
Even the tape that she uses is tied to the theme for the box. There's always something fun she does and goes the extra mile to create an experience.
That would have been a great thing to know a few rad reads ago. Which we knew that.
Yeah, cool. So it's custom tape.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Yeah, the Star Wars came with Star Wars duct tape that sealed the box.
Oh, that's cool. I always like when they go a little extra magic thrown in. That is at Circa1955.com. And now on with the show.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, and it is July 12th, 2017, and this is episode 1571 of WW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
And thank you for letting us take a week off to spend the holiday with our families and friends. I hope you guys had a great Independence Day and had a blast doing it. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about. Next week is D23 Expo, so we're going to cover a lot of that next week. I know there's a lot of rumors circulating. I know you guys on the internet are going crazy.
I hate the rumor mill. Hate it.
But when we decided we were going to talk about it, then we said, let's just wait. You and your Tron light cycles. Let's wait until next week till we actually hear some confirmation from the folks at Disney of what's going on. Hopefully some Epcot confirmations as well. It's a fun time to be a Disney World fan, always heading around D23. Sometimes it's huge. Sometimes it's a big old letdown.
Yeah, they're not going
to
announce anything. That's
well, I mean, that happens often. I mean, it's happened before.
Last time they hardly announced anything.
They announced Star Wars Land-ish. They announced sort of like, it's coming. Here's no details. I've heard rumors that they're going to announce in detail what is coming to Star Wars Land. But, you know, we still probably have another expo between that and the release of Star Wars Land. Should be, probably 2019, right? That'd be another one.
But potentially,
it could be open by then.
It
could be open by then.
Beginning of the summer.
Are they doing D23 now? They're doing every other year still?
Every third?
No, it's not every third. It's every other. It's every other. Yeah, and then I will be out at San Diego Comic-Con. A lot of people have been asking if we're going to be at D23. I will not. Terry, are you going?
I wanted to, but it just...
didn't work out. Will's not going because he's got a baby on the way.
Yeah, I do.
You're going to name that baby D23, baby.
I'm not.
It's spelled out.
D-E-E and then a two, a dash, and a T-H-R-E.
Setting her up for her DJ run.
DJ 23.
It's like Michael Jordan, but not. But I'll be at San Diego Comic-Con. SDCC this year. If you are going, come see me. I will be at the film festival screening our movie Welcome Home, Dick Van Dyke. I believe it's around 6:30. You can find it on the Comic-Con schedule, and we'll be running it then on Saturday night during Comic-Con. There's a lot of other stuff. Disney's kind of having a sort of a more low key appearance because of D23 this year. So Star Wars isn't going to be there. You're not going to have a ton. Marvel, I think, still's got a pretty big presence heading into Infinity Wars, but we will be there celebrating all the love of Disney, and I'll be there for a couple days, but the only time I'm appearing will be at the film festival screen.
How'd that feel when you saw the schedule?
It's pretty nuts.
Your dadgum film. We are competing.
Our schedule's pretty, like, we have our biggest competition is Seth Rogen that's running at the same time.
Ooh. I would say that. In reality,
right.
I mean, he's your biggest competitor in real life, yeah, with everything. No. So nothing new.
I wasn't concerned with that one. You know, I was, because there's stuff I want to see. And I'm like, that one, I'm like, okay, I like Seth Rogen, but I'm not going to camp out to see that panel. And we already got like 50 plus people coming to it. And I don't know how big the room is. So you know, the film festival is a part of San Diego Comic Con. It's going to be a lot of fun. And after that, we'll be screening in the Orlando area. So if you are going to the Sinflo Film Festival, Central Florida Film Festival, what?
Sinflo Film Festival sounds like not the kind of film festival your film should be running in.
Sinflo Film Festival.
Uh-huh.
That's funny. Yeah, no. Never thought about it that way. They are running Welcome Home, Dick Van Dyke twice. I will be at, I believe, the secondary showing. That's on Labor Day weekend, so if you're in town, it's in Ocoee. So it's a little bit of a drive from Walt Disney World. If you're a local, come see me. I'll be at one of the screenings. I believe they're also showing my movie As Dreamers Do as well. I will not be there for that, but you can watch it.
I saw that screening. When else is the other screening that weekend?
I believe Sunday.
Are you going to be at the Sunday?
Sunday's the one I'm planning on attending because that's also the night of the award show. I want to go and kind of spend my day. And my buddy, J. Michael Roddy, who is a Disney show director, he has a screening that day of his movie Monster Kids, which is excellent if you're a fan of – if you grew up loving the Universal Monsters, it's a blast to watch. And he's doing a Q&A after that. And then our film is a couple hours later, so go see that and go have lunch.
I actually haven't seen the film on a big screen. I've seen it on like my computer.
I haven't seen it. Well, we had a screening last weekend at the Mid-10 Film Festival, which was awesome, by the way. Shout out to those amazing people who put on just a cool
family. And congratulations to you.
Yeah, we won. But it was a family-friendly film festival, which is kind of rare. So it was pretty cool to see that they kept everything kind of PG, which was nice. But all right, so I feel like I've done my plugs for today. What are we going to talk about?
You want me to bring the Grease in? He wanted to go on that rant.
You can bring him in. I don't care. Tell him to come in. I don't know. There's a lot going on, but because we're so close to D23, I don't want to get in the rumor train. I never liked that. You ever gone Labor Day weekend to Walt Disney World?
Yes, because
it wasn't Night of Joy. Didn't it used to be Labor Day weekend?
Used to be Labor Day weekend, yeah.
So I think I've been there for that, but only working it. I've never really gone. I mean, I guess so, I had visit Will and I used to go to like Rock the
Universe. I asked that because I'm flying in. I'm speaking in Austin on the 2nd of September, and then Leslie and I are coming in on the 3rd. Because our anniversary is the 6th of September, and we're going, there's a DVC party on our anniversary. We're like, hey, let's see if we can get in.
That's cool.
So we haven't done just a let's go to Disney for actual nothing else.
Yeah, I haven't
either. In a long time. And so it's like, we're going to take 2 or 3 days.
I want to do it.
Comes the Grease.
I'm going to Disneyland next week after Comic-Con. If you're in Disneyland, let me know. I'll be there following SDCC. So you can find me walking around Disneyland.
Before we do get into our topic,
in Disneyland,
because you said, what are we going to talk about? The Grease had something he wanted to air out. You can get over here, Grease.
Is this like the airing of Grease? Is that what this is?
The Greasance.
If you don't know the Grease is from The Podcast, which is Will's other show.
Part of the Laugh-O-Gram family.
Yeah, part of the Pod Cruise family as well. If you love this sweet, sultry voice you're about to hear, you're going to want to find us on the cruise.
If you haven't heard this voice, your life is about to be changed.
Sup, Grease?
What's up, y'all? Well, y'all were sitting there talking about, you know, the WDW.
Well, we were just, to clarify, we just did our Patreon show. So you heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got in the mood.
Yeah, I got in the, is that what we call it? I'm down with that. Now here's the deal. Logan said, he was like, oh, I'm going to Disneyland. And he had that little, like, glisten in his eye like it's his first time ever. You know what I mean? And it wasn't.
It's not.
He's going there. But you were talking about we're going to go to Cars Land and all the other stuff. And, man, I got real bitter in my heart for a second. And let me go ahead and tell you why. Number one, you walk into there. Number one, that park is amazing. I love Disneyland, sure. We went there the first day. But then we went to that park.
The California Adventure. I know.
Yeah.
It gets no love. I love the California Adventure.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, I mean, you can walk.
Yeah.
They have, like, restrooms you don't even have to wait in line
You're not
in.
Touching everyone the whole time?
Yeah. And they've got this little strip there where you can, like, I don't know, get alcohol. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, you were mad to find out that there was nothing in Disneyland.
Yeah, I went up to a Well, they call them cast members. I don't know if y'all know that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
They don't call them employees over there. You call them an employee, they look at you like, you will get killed. So anyway, I go up to this cast member. I'm like, hey, man, I got $5. You just tell me where the nearest bar is. Because I had like, well, some time.
You're trying to bribe them.
No. I'm just like, dude, just point me in the right direction. I appreciate you for your service. Thanks for everything you do for our country. That's nice. Send me on my way. Okay? Now I got an allotted amount of time. Okay, we got at that point we had like a 4 week old kid, and she was sleeping. Okay, and so we had, you know, and then my 3 year old kid, she was sleeping. So my wife was like, "You go on, you go do your thing."
I thought you and your wife left the children in the.
Just left. Yeah, they've got this nanny service. It's
left
crazy.
The kids at the stroller parking.
They do, by the way.
I'm sure they do have.
I'm sure they
everything was. Everything was shut down when I was there. There were 13 attractions at Disneyland that were shut down.
Ooh.
When we were there.
Yeah, because of the Star Wars Land expansion.
Not only that. Now, yes, and not only that, the Grand Californian, which I paid, I don't know, half my yearly salary to stay at, which was worth it. The pool is gone.
It's gone.
They just ripped out the pool.
They put a new pool in. Yeah.
They're putting a new pool in. I'm sure it's going to be great.
It is back now.
It is back now.
That was fast.
It was fast.
It was seriously fast.
Because it looked like a third world country.
Because one of our listeners was posted pictures hanging out by the pool last week.
Who was?
Tim.
Tim?
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys named Tim.
Tim and
Matt.
Have
you noticed that there's a lot of Tims?
They're all the same.
Yeah. There's even a river named after Tim. I think it's
Tim's River.
Is it? Yeah, Tim's River. Isn't that something? All right. Well, anyway, back to my thing. Okay, so we go to this Cars Land, right?
Yep.
And number one, it's beautiful.
It's great.
Like, perfect. I mean,
you're in the movie.
You almost want to taste everything. You know what I mean? You want to go lick old Mater over there and just see if he's made of chocolate. Yeah, everything's beautiful.
It is. It's perfectly done.
Did you actually lick Mater?
No. That was just.
That might have gotten you kicked out of the park.
No, that was just a reference to, man, this looks awesome.
Okay.
Now,
licking stuff.
Here's the deal. This is day two, okay? I'm pumped, okay? We're wide open spaces, okay? Just that song is just airing in my head the whole day. So I'm like, man, I got 2 hours. What am I going to do? Cars ride, right? You got to do the Cars ride.
Yeah.
Okay. Earlier in the day, I go down to Cars. I'm like, I'm going to get me a fast pass, okay? So I go down there and get a fast pass. The fast pass is not there.
No, it's back.
It's back. Through some sort of bug lane.
Yeah.
Okay.
For no reason.
Like, I don't know what they're trying to do. They're basically, I think that they're trying to accommodate the year pass people.
And I think they're trying.
Because they know.
At the time, I think it was also to keep people from shoveling down cars. Down radiator springs to just get a fast pass.
They were controlling they're controlling Pandora.
Oh, so like if they open the gates and people run?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like they don't want if you're in there, they want you to be there to experience it. So if you're there just to get a fast pass, it starts clogging.
Okay.
I think.
You know where they should put that fast pass station then? Right there across that bridge at Grand California in that river ride that was apparently shut down too.
You didn't miss much, that one.
Really?
It's just getting soaking wet.
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to get wet. This is March.
Like spinning in circles and someone throwing a bucket of water on you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, heck, it might have been open. Who knows?
It was closed.
Just nobody was riding. Like, I mean, you want to get on it, that's fine. It's March.
There's no water in it either, but good luck with that.
I mean, we are in a drought, but whatever. Apparently, Disney is not in a drought. They get all kinds of water over there. All right, so anyway, so number one, I was like hauling back to try to get a fast pass. And number one, I couldn't find it because I abandoned ship. And then about an hour later, I was like, I'm going to try to find this place again. Then I asked one of those cast members, and they told me.
Did you pay the cast member this time or not? Or did you thank them for their service? Or
no. Okay. No. Because I was mad.
Okay.
The earlier day, I was like, you can be of assistance right now. Now I'm just angry. So anyway, I go over to the kiosk thing, and they all have got the little leather things on them. Like they're shut down.
Yeah.
They're already gone.
They're gone. Full.
So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I go down to Cars. Here we go. Let's just get in the regular line because I have the app.
Did no one tell you to single rider it?
I don't think they do that.
Yeah, they do.
Are you serious? How do you do that?
Just another line.
There's 2 feet from where you entered.
We all did it.
There's a single rider. The three of us went and single rider it together and ended up, I think, on the same car.
two of us did. It was like a 20-minute wait.
Uh-huh.
How long did you wait for it?
Hour and a half.
Oh.
Now, here's the thing. The app said 45.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And we're all sitting there, and we're moving, and then you see these fast-track people. And these fast-track people, fast pass, with his test track and fast pass.
Too much track passes.
Just everybody zooming past, right? And it, well, actually, cars is kind of like test track.
Yeah, it is.
If y'all didn't know that.
Except for it breaks down more.
It does break down?
Oh, that ride breaks down at least once every day.
Well, because it's high tech.
Yeah. People ride it a lot.
Have you not gone through the dang garage and seen your car change? And you're in it, and you don't even feel it move. You don't. All of a sudden, you got some dang good racing tires on there. Of course that thing shuts down. They probably ran out of tires.
Did you get the racing tire, or did you get the white walls?
We got the white walls.
Okay. There's two sets of tires.
We keep it class.
Okay.
On the car's ride. Anyway, so we're just, I mean, literally, I've never seen people get upset so much in my life. There's a bunch of rednecks from Georgia, apparently, in this line with me. And people are coming on the fast pass and be like, I mean, literally just like, I mean, straight from like Toccoa, Georgia, be like, are you going to let them in all dang day? You going to let some of us in? Like, just so upset. And literally, I was upset too because the day before, at least at Disneyland, I got like three or four things in.
Yeah, this was just one thing.
I got one. I'm one and done. They woke up earlier. I went and met up with them at the Bugs Life little parachute things. Not the parachute, the balloon, yeah, the balloon ride, a little Ferris wheel balloon, air balloon ride. Anyway, it was a good day, but man, I feel like they can do better over there.
Did you like the ride though?
Oh, gosh. Yes. It was
Did
worth
you want
it.
To lick Mater then, too, on the
yeah,
ride?
Yeah, I'd kiss all them cars on the face. Here's the deal. I would do it again at an hour and a half wait. That was the bummer about it.
You wanted to be disappointed by
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I was bummed
You
by
wanted
it.
To be mad.
Well, I get on there, and, you know, I wanted to be mad.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It was too good.
Finally, as soon as you get past that fast pass lane, man, it was just lightning onto that car.
Yeah.
Lightning McQueen. And so I get on it. And I get on it.
The music
go,
starts
like,
playing. You see the waterfall, and you're just happy it's going to be.
I was like, dadgum, like you were in the movie.
Yeah.
You were in the dang movie over there.
That's the point.
I don't know how much that thing costs to run. I can't imagine the power bill on that thing.
It's going to be a lot.
Solar powered, probably.
Hey, there was a thing back in the day about test track tires, how they could go a million miles before needing to be changed or something. Was that true?
You know, I've never thought of that. Are you actually using your tires? I guess you are using your tires.
Yeah. On the track.
Ish.
Or are you like an Omni mover?
Or the engines on them go 100.
The track is in the middle and the tires are just...
But
you're not fully weighted on the tire, I don't think.
I think you are?
I feel like if it was less weighted and still on the track, that might even like kick up more stardust, rubber dust.
Stardust.
Yeah.
Pixie dust.
Gold dust.
Pixie dust.
Angel dust.
Anyway, that's food for thought for you guys out there. I'm just telling you right now, old Michelin and whoever the heck they are, they could make us a million mile tires. You might have to say I'm Disney to get them, but they make
exist.
Them apparently. They apparently
that's the government
exist.
Holding things against us.
And then they test that anti-lock brake system and everything. Works pretty good.
So
not in your car though.
Not in my car.
What we've learned is why Will loves to podcast with the Grease.
Oh yeah, this is the Grease. This just became the Grease trip report.
Hey, here's
unintentionally. How long we running? Like half an hour? We're in.
I don't know, but all y'all need to go on a pod cruise because I'm going to tell you right now, you don't got to wait in an hour and a half line at cars
for anything.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe like if you like virtual.
Now I'm going to do a character meet and greet.
I was going to say, is there a chance?
Terry's coordinating the line,
yeah.
Okay, and he's gonna get everybody stamp passes and stuff like that. And I'm going to
fast pass.
You're
going
to have a stamp.
Yeah, you can get your
a little
picture with me with my hat backwards riding the shark. They make them though, by the way. We've got to get that as a blow up thing.
Costume, yeah.
Shark.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's
like your legs go in.
Uh huh.
Yeah. I've seen it's like riding an ostrich.
Lord,
everyone loved our packing show.
Can you shut down a boat? Like, can you go on a boat and be like, we're going to shut this thing down?
I mean, like, that happened in the Titanic.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, like, when you stay at a bar,
oh,
you're like,
man,
we're going to shut
no,
this place down.
No, it doesn't close. Can...
But, I mean, I feel like it could.
Some of them, well, they run out of stuff.
Yeah.
Or when it's over, like,
drink
when the cruise
a boat
is...
dry.
Can you drink a boat dry the first day?
That's a Jimmy Buffett song.
Really?
No.
Oh, you're saying it's bad.
Yeah.
We need to get with them.
Yeah.
We need to get with them.
Get with
Jimmy Boat Drive.
We already wrote a song over at the podcast. Whiskey may kill me, but it won't break my heart.
It's so sad, though. I want it to be funny.
I want it to be a pub crawl song.
Yeah, instead, it's Brian, who listens to this show, too.
Yeah.
Brian.
And his wife listens to.
Yeah, that song is so sad.
I know. We need like an Irish pub song where people just like
people and
you know, like when they bang the cups together, they almost break.
Like when you stone cold a beer. Like
Oh, yeah. I like that guy.
Smash it. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I like that guy. Yeah. He taught me.
Well, I feel like you might have grown up with Steve Austin. I mean, that's a high chance.
Yeah.
You guys went to Georgia together.
Yeah. He adopted me.
He's only 20 or 30 years older than me. Yeah. He was still in college.
Yeah.
I was down there in Texas hanging out with the Grease. I was like, Grease.
He taught me how to snake spit. It was the best day of my life.
What? Leaking. Come on down to Broken Skull Ranch.
Snake spit? Leaking? What? Sleek. Oh, gleeking.
Yeah, we talked
about that on the show.
What is that?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, it's called gleeking.
Will let me have his microphone. I got to give it back to him.
That's fine.
God
you,
love y'all, podcruise.com.
Come on the podcruise.
Let's party. Let's do this.
Go listen to the podcast. If you like this, the podcast the podcast is essentially this, but you also drink on it. Because it's not, I mean, a portion of the show is about.
That's one way to get some.
Because a portion of it is like, this is, we're going to talk about the bourbon, but a good portion of it is just. Stories. Yeah. Story time.
It's, well, yeah, I mean, we have like a topic.
It's like a comedy talk show where you drink and then you deal with, you also review the drinks.
Well, before we get to the topic, we just got to debrief.
Yeah, what happened
what
this
we
week?
Call it.
Yeah.
Primer coat.
Yeah, it's a pre-game.
It's a lot of Will judging the Grease, which is sort of like Will judging.
We pre-game.
Oh, y'all should release.
Call it? Tailgating. We tailgate.
Y'all should release a primer coat t-shirt that just has like a, it looks like it's the color of like primer.
Uh-huh.
And it just says primer coat.
Or it could be a coat, and it just says primer.
Oh, it's a primer coat.
Yeah.
I like that better.
That's what we were talking about, with the sleeves cut off.
Sleeveless.
Uh-huh.
Members only jacket.
All right, I love y'all. I got to go to this thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
I got things.
And he's wearing, if you listen to the Patreon
for
show,
by,
he's wearing Matt Lott's band's t-shirt.
Yeah. We're bros. We're twinsies today, too. He works.
There you go. If you can hear that, he said they're twins. Him and Matt Lott.
My headphones are kind of warm from his head. It's a little, it's almost like sitting on a toilet.
He's
kind of
sweaty like during that. Well, he pushes me down.
Yeah.
Pushes me up. Pushes that's the temperature
what
up.
That's what happens during the podcast.
So now I know what not to do when I'm at Disneyland next week.
Yeah, for real.
Because I only will have six people with me.
First,
so
don't try to bribe people.
Don't that's pay one. Off cast members. And if you're going to at least step up to more than $5. If he'd have thrown a 20, they might have got him in Club 33.
California $5 is not the same.
What?
I don't know.
The California $5 sounds like a finishing move.
Oh, good Lord, he got him in the California. That's right. It's a California $5 splash. My Stone Cold is getting pretty good.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Well, all right, we got anything else to talk about? I derailed
topic.
The show by bringing the Grease.
I think that is what that was. I mean, we're calling this thing Grease's Trip Report because I think it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that topic.
Thepodcast.com.
Yeah, and the podcruise, not the just podcruise.com
uh-huh.
to book and come hang out with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's some WW Today listeners. There's a lot of BLT listeners. There's a lot of Podcruise listeners or podcast listeners.
Who doesn't want to hang out with the Grease? It's just.
Yeah, and that's just one of it. I mean, he's been to Disney. He was one of my groomsmen at my Disney World wedding, so he'll have some stories, man.
He's always got a story.
Yep.
If nothing else.
I feel like Grease needs a children's book. You know, like, I feel like we need to get him a children's
don't
book.
Don't know that that's appropriate.
No? Okay.
For Grease to
I mean,
be.
He has two children.
He does have children.
Yeah, but.
Does he say that? Is that okay for me to say that?
Yeah, he
okay.
does.
All right,
he's sure. always complaining about them.
Got the Grease children's books. Pretty good.
Forward by Steve Austin.
That's right. Go to sleep, little Grease.
Baby Greaser.
If you don't like the Grease,
so
give me.
As we try to get the show back on the rails, what do we want to wrap up with today? Do we want to prognosticate about anything that's going to happen at the 23? Do we want to talk about
at
what
the
we
23?
No.
Do we want
no,
to
we
see?
Do not ever want to do.
I
want
to see who's getting in the Hall of Fame. George Lucas, right? Or was that last time?
The Disney legends. Who's
that's something I'd like to. Maybe we could address that.
Yeah, we can talk about that. That's fine.
Are any parks people? The whiskey won't kill me, but it might break my heart.
Whiskey may kill me.
Stan Lee.
Cool.
Oh, his wife just passed away.
I know.
That was sad.
He's back there out making appearances, though. Very
I
sad.
Know, but it's very sad. And I like that
they're married
they
69
were,
years.
Exactly. I was going to say that they're one of those like couples that had been together. I don't know. Stan Lee's just such a cool guy.
Yeah,
he
was very sad.
Had a wife of a long time, and I can't imagine that, you know, like what he's going
through. Yeah, if you've been married 69 years.
This is kind of a sad.
This is Carrie Fisher, right?
Carrie Fisher.
And Mark. And Hamill, right, though?
Hamill. Oprah.
So sad.
Oprah. Julie Taymor, who did the Lion King.
Oh, yes. Julie Taymor is incredibly talented. I haven't met Julie Taymor before. People are probably going to say, oh, you met people.
Gary Marshall.
That's cool. Gary Marshall, also no longer with us.
Jack Kirby.
Also no longer with us. Jack Kirby was co-creator of Marvel and created the Fantastic Four and Captain America and all these great characters. So maybe not Cap, I'm not sure.
The Parks element is Wayne Jackson.
Okay, he's an Imagineer,
D20, right? I'll just read. D23 began his career as an Imagineer in 1965 and put his technical...
Know-how.
He did the World's Fair, and he did Pirates and Haunted Mansion at Disneyland.
Cool. So that's kind of it from Parks this year. And then a couple animators, like I said, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Stan Lee and Jack Kirby.
Man, I've never heard of Manuel Gonzalez, but he was one of the first 33.
Yeah, he was one of the original guys. He, again, is no longer with. A lot of these people have passed away. You're right. I mean, it's not. Actually, all the animation people have passed away. The only living ones are Stan Lee, Mark Hamill, Julie Taymor, and Oprah.
Is Wayne Jackson still
alive? Wayne Jackson may be alive, but he's not notable enough to have a Wikipedia page. I feel bad for Wayne Jackson.
I feel like if you're a Disney legend, you ought to have a Wikipedia page.
Yeah, well, we'll get him one.
If someone has a Wikipedia.
Julie Taymor, she did. She got some flack because she did the Spider-Man musical, but she also did...
Which, I love that soundtrack. I never saw it.
I was wanted to see the show. I never saw it, but I mean, clearly she did an amazing job with... With The Lion King. I mean, the thing's still running after how many years? I mean,
over 20 years, right?
20 plus years. I think she also directed the film, it was the Beatles musical, not Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club, but Across the Universe, which I think it won, I don't think it won an Oscar, but I think it won Golden Globe for Best Musical. I love that movie. A lot of people, you know, it's getting mixed reviews, but I love that movie, so that's pretty cool. But I wish there was more Parks involvement. But, so you think we'll get the Epcot overhaul announcement?
I think you're going to get an official opening. You're going to get some more clarity on the Hollywood studios with what's exactly, maybe some more details about Toy Story Land. Elaborate on that a little bit. They're going to talk about, I'd like to see something concrete about Star Wars Land. Maybe they kind of hinted at the Star Wars Celebration that you're going to have this interactivity. So I think...
Like, show me what a real lightsaber is.
Yeah, I wonder if there's going to be this, you know, because there's a lot of land. If you've been over by Hollywood Studios, there's a lot of extra land that is separate from the park and in the park that they haven't said anything about.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably 40 or 50 acres across the street. Like, they're almost building another theme park.
Yeah, and we even...
And that could possibly be parking, that hotel thing that they're talking about.
And we even talked about the Patreon show that they've even repainted some of the former streets of America. So what's that about? What's that going to look like? Is that just a segue into... Is there a theming? Is there kind of... It's downplayed the bright colors. It's a very kind of mod, Art Nouveau kind of looking... you know, kind of style. Looks like kind of old Hollywood now. So I'm curious how that plays in. It's also like pretty monochrome. So that's a question of, is that going to be something that's projected upon? Because it's like black and white. Mm. That just popped in my head when I looked at it. So
there's another, right as we were coming in here, there was an article posted that, is this really the end of one man's dream? And I'll be pretty upset about that.
Is it gone?
That they're talking about that's going to be part of the expansion.
I could see that just due to the size.
I mean, it's a bummer because it's the one place I feel like in Orlando you can go and kind of have a Walt moment.
Yeah.
And I hate to see that go away. Well, there's talk of countries, obviously. I think you're going to get some – they set up for – you've got to say something about Epcot.
That's what I'm looking forward to the most is what Epcot, whether it's the Remy, whether it's Brazil, whatever it is. But, again, we don't go too far into this because I do want us to have a whole episode devoted to what we think. And I want you I think a lot of the rumors do get leaked, so I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of this is confirmed. But let's
save
that
until
next
week. It's hard for it to not get leaked because when Disney does construction, they have to, like anybody else, get permits.
Right, and there's a lot of – it's like Halloween Horror Nights. If you really want to know what's coming, you can probably figure it out due to the fact that a lot of construction workers will leak information.
Right.
So, you know, it just depends. It's unfortunate, but it's just kind of the way it is. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it I feel like that was pretty good, right? The Greasy Show.
Yeah.
He took over. All right. Special thanks to our presenting sponsor today, Circa 1955. If you want to get her candles and get the, like I said, get that cool tape, get that special packaging. And it's not just candles in a box. It's really a cool experience that you should get. Circa1955.com. Oh, they're also great gifts. I said that before because they'll come in packs and you can kind of distribute them if you don't want to keep all of them. You're going to want to keep all of them, but whether you're trying to plan ahead for things, awesome stuff. We're halfway to Christmas. So.
Actually, in the Star Wars box, there was a share this you will
right.
section of all of the tea light of all the scents that were in the box.
So that's pretty awesome.
For you to share
with
your friends. Awesome. I've actually got that on my kitchen counter to bring in for you, but I just totally forgot about
thanks.
It.
Thanks. I'd like to be. What were the smells?
They just did kind of like, obviously, no one has ever smelled Star
right.
Wars. So they did the dark side. We have cookies, so they did a cookie scent for the other words. And then they did, like a Hoth smell. They felt...
like a cool smell or something.
Yeah, it felt like they all fit. Mine came with a BB-8 print and a Yoda print in it. It was super fun.
Awesome.
And a little Star Wars-themed candle coaster.
Cool. And we love supporting organizations like Circa 95, small businesses that are spreading the Disney love. Just like what we do here, and we appreciate all of their support. That's at circa1955.com. All right.
And remember, make Disney, not war.
All right. Star War.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Sekulow.
I'm Will Hain.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
We'll see you on the next show. He's sitting by the phone again. He's waiting for that call.